Beethoven, with whom a tender friendship had developed, would come regularly, seat himself at the piano in her anteroom, and improvise. After he had finished bringing her comfort, he would go as he had come, without taking notice of another person. From this point, my friends, it becomes a rather easy picture to paint. What have we got here? Lonely, depressed housewife and her lonely, depressed musical idol fall in love. Both are filled with profound joy and debilitating guilt, the emotional price of an affair. Despite the fact that she was a married mother of four, a woman of aristocratic birth, it now appears likely that sometime around July 3rd, 1812, Antony Brentano offered to leave her husband and leave her children and remain in Vienna with Beethoven. The lovers arranged to rendezvous in Bohemia a few days later, and it was from Bohemia that Beethoven wrote the immortal beloved letter on July 6 and 7 of 1812. Now, I think it's safe to say that the very last thing Beethoven ever expected was to have his love so unequivocally reciprocated. His letter is filled with the sort of confusion and ambivalence we would expect from someone who has suddenly realized that he is in much more deeply than he thought he was. Another part of the letter, a portion I did not read earlier, reads this way, and again I quote, "Can our love exist except through sacrifices, through not demanding everything? Can you change the fact that you are not completely mine, I not completely yours? Look out into the beauties of nature and comfort your heart with that which must be. You are suffering, you are suffering." Unquote. Look, my friends, we don't have to read between the lines to realize that even as he professed his eternal, undying love to Antony Brentano, Beethoven was equivocating. Oh, he was equivocating big time. He knew full well that he was incapable of the sort of life that Antony had offered him. So Beethoven broke off the relationship. Maynard Solomon writes this, quote, "In the immortal beloved letter, Beethoven was telling his beloved that he was scared, he was distraught and alone. The letter is a call for a continuation of her love, a plea that she not abandon him no matter what the outcome of her desire to live with him. Beethoven understood that for one moment of his life, he had within his grasp a woman's unconditional love. But Beethoven could not overcome the nightmarish burden of his past and set the ghosts to rest. His only hope was that somehow he could make Antony understand, as he himself did not understand, the implacable barrier to their union without, at the same time, losing her love. It is to Antony Brentano's eternal credit that she was equal to this apparently impossible task. In return, she has earned a special sort of immortality." The end of his affair with Antony Brentano devastated Beethoven and would profoundly affect and shape the remaining 15 years of his life. With these ideas ringing in our minds, let us take our break and return for our second lecture. Thank you.